Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Ship's log. Things have been going pretty great on the ship. Everyone's happy, content, at peace. I got nothing to report. Peter, do you want to add anything?
Nope, no complaints or concerns. Everything on this ship is good.
Someone please help! Everything on this ship is bad!
Whoa, whoa, it's our ship captain, Rollo, and he looks really upset. Rollo, calm down, it's okay.
I can't! It's terrible! So terrible!
Rollo, just tell us what's going on.
My mustache! It's gone!
Gasp!
Make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everybody. Each week, we're bringing you brand new stories written by kids and performed by us, the Story Pirates.
Yeah! And we do it all from this ship out on the open ocean, where everything is going extremely well, except that our ship captain is missing his mustache.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that happened.
Peter, as always, today's episode has two new stories written by kids.
Well, let's do the first one.
Sure thing. But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation, let's hear a little bit of the original story that the author sent in to us. So here it is. It's called Ladybug Tickle Day. Ladybug Tickle Day happens in winter. On a Ladybug Tickle Day, you have to drive to the woods and climb a tree to find a ladybug. If you do not want to go to the woods, drive to the ladybug store and find a ladybug that you do not have to pay for. Let the ladybug tickle you. Then, drive back to your house with a ladybug in your car. Let the ladybug tickle you again. When you come home, feed the ladybug with honey and green leaves, oats and cherries. Let it tickle you again. Put the ladybug into the ladybug dollhouse. Go to sleep. When it's summertime, let the ladybug fly out. When it is winter again, go out to celebrate another Ladybug Tickle Day. The end. And now, here to introduce her story is the author.
Hi, my name is Ada. I'm 4 years old and I live in Portland. This is my story, Ladybug Tickle Day.
Good morning, sir.
Ah, good morning, Leland. How are those new butler cufflinks I gifted you working out?
Perfectly, sir. Or shall we go over the day's agenda?
Absolutely.
This morning you'll read the newspaper in the salon, then take a constitutional through your sprawling woods with your dog. Lunch at 1 o'clock, followed by a nap, tea at 4, dinner at 7, and a bath at 8. Hot cocoa hour from 8:30 to 9:30, and of course, sweet dreams scheduled throughout the night. Presently, you should be enjoying toast with marmalade and tea.
I'm already behind. Sway that marmalade my way. Oh, gosh. Look out the window. Good heavens, Leland. The trees are teeming with children.
I'll get to the bottom of this,
Hey, children, what are you doing climbing up Sir's tree?
We're getting ladybugs.
It's ladybug tickle day, sir.
Oh, looks like I neglected to tell you it's ladybug tickle day, sir. You know, the holiday where you find a ladybug in the woods, let it tickle you, give it oats and leaves and honey and cherries and let it tickle you again, then put it in the ladybug dollhouse before you go to sleep. I'm going to celebrate myself after
there will be no celebration of ladybug tickle day in this house, Leland.
Very good, sir, but it's really more for my son. You see, he's ill.
I'm not afraid of ladybugs, Leland.
I never said you
were. And I appreciate you not insinuating such a thing. It's just this holiday is obviously dangerous. Encouraging young people to climb in trees and whatnot. Children, why don't you just go to the ladybug tickle store?
Oh, that's only if you don't want to go to the woods.
And we love going to the woods.
Sir, let the ladybug tickle you.
Let the ladybug tickle you again.
Oh, go on. Get tickled.
I will not. I have a very full diary today.
Aww.
Ladybug tickle day, preposterous. Right, I'm off to read the newspaper in the salon. Leland? These stocks are so entertaining. They go up, they go down, and sometimes they do nothing at all. Ah, the phone. I'll answer it. Hello?
Let the ladybug tickle you.
What did you say?
I said, can I help you?
Well, that's rather presumptuous. How did you get this number?
I beg your pardon, but you called me.
I'm not afraid of ladybugs. Good day.
Everything all right, sir?
Leland?
Yes, sir?
I'll take that walk through my woods with my dog now.
Let the ladybug tickle you.
What did you just say?
I said very good, sir.
quite right. Ah, oh, well done, Emily. Well fetched, you are quite good at being a dog. Yes, you're right. All I needed was fresh air to clear my head of this ladybug tickle day nonsense.
Let the ladybug tickle you.
What?
Let the ladybug tickle you again. Let the ladybug...
Not you, Emily. Oh, I'm running back inside to hide away from this ladybug tickle day obsessed world under my quilts. I'm not afraid of ladybugs, Emily! I'm not afraid of ladybugs! Who's there?
Tis I, Leland, sir. I thought you might skip your lunch and nap and tea and dinner and bath and move cocoa hour up to now since you're already in bed huddled under the covers with your lights dimmed.
Leland, I'm not feeling quite myself. It seems no matter where I turn, a voice is saying, let the ladybug tickle me. Even Emily.
Emily, sir? The dog?
Yes. Leland.
Sir?
Is that a ladybug on your jacket?
Oh, yes, I suppose it is. It appears it hopped onto my shoulder. I was celebrating Ladybug Tickle Day with my son, who, by the way, is feeling much better.
Oh,
thank
Leland.
You for...
I'm so frightened of the ladybug. Take it away. Take it away immediately.
Very good, sir. And when it's summertime, I'll let the ladybug fly out and we won't celebrate another ladybug tickle day.
Ah.
Until it's winter again.
Ah. Leland, you're right. Ladybug tickle day happens every winter. It's never going to stop. Whatever shall I do?
Did you ever think to let the ladybug tickle you?
Leland?
Let the ladybug tickle you!
Oh. Emily?
Let the ladybug tickle you.
Voice from the phone.
Let the ladybug tickle you again.
Go on, get tickled.
Children from the woods.
Let the ladybug tickle you.
Fine. If I must, I will. Let the ladybug tickle your... I mean, me. Here we go. delightful. It wasn't scary at all. Leland, change my schedule. Clear the rest of the afternoon for a Ladybug Tickle Day celebration.
Hooray!
And now to put the ladybug in the ladybug dollhouse, but not before I let it tickle me again. All right, that's enough now.
Very good, sir. The next item on your schedule says the end.
Wow, that was a great story.
Very cool.
Really good.
Good.
Very cool.
I'm sorry, I love all of these stories, but I can't take it anymore. I have to find out what happened to my mustache. My beautiful mustache.
Whoa, wait, Rollo, I'm so sorry. I have to ask because I feel like we're all thinking it. How does one lose one's mustache?
Well, see, I take it off every night before I go to sleep, and I put it on my night table so it doesn't get messed up during the night.
All right, I'm confused, but I'll allow it.
But this morning, I woke up and it was gone!
Rollo!
How could you do this?
It's okay! Have you even tried looking for it?
Oh, I looked everywhere I thought the mustache might go. I looked underneath the oily rags. I looked behind the cannonballs and asked all the dust bunnies. I even looked in my secret stash!
Wait.
I'm sorry,
what's your secret stash?
You know, my secret mustache stash.
Oh!
But it's nowhere to be found!
Oh, hey, look! That seagull has a mustache! Wait a second. Seagulls don't have mustaches!
Yeah, that can't be right! Hey! That seagull must have stolen Rollo's mustache!
Hey, seagull! Get down here!
Oh, he's getting away!
Everyone, quick! After that seagull!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out.
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
Ha!
Everyone quick, after that seagull! To the stern! To the bow!
Follow that bird!
Through the arcade! Around the science lab! Across the pool!
Under the bowling alley!
He's heading back out towards the deck! To the mast!
I'm climbing up the mast!
Whoa, Rollo! Be careful! It's so windy up there! He's going to jump onto the seagull!
He's riding it like a riding horse!
You come down here so I can confront you! Someone pin him down!
I got him!
Seagull, how dare you! There is nothing lower than stealing a mustache off the face of a pirate! Nothing lower! And now I will take my mustache back! Here I go! Okay, all right. I will now remove the mustache from the seagull. It's on there. And now I will truly begin.
Okay, all right. That mustache is on pretty tight, huh?
Yeah, seems almost like the seagull grew it himself.
That's because I did. Yes, please, sir, unhand my mustache and step aside so I may leave with some shred of dignity.
Oh, no, Mr. Seagull, I'm sorry. I didn't think... I can't find my mustache.
Well, I'm certainly sorry to hear that, but clearly this one's mine.
Are you mad at me?
Not mad, per se. If I ever lost my mustache, I'd be positively wrecked. At least you have that glorious unibrow keeping your face dignified.
Unibrow?
Wait, Rollo, have you always had that unibrow?
I guess so?
Are you sure? I don't remember your eyebrows looking like that.
Like what?
Here, Rollo, look in this compact mirror I carry with me at all times.
Okay, here I go. I do have a unibrow. But it's not a unibrow, it's...
Your mustache!
Oh, thank you, Seagull! You helped solve the mystery!
No need for that. Thank you.
You all know how it is. You take off your mustache, and then you can't remember where you put it, and it's because it's higher up in your face. I'm sorry I made a seagull mad, everyone.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Perhaps you could make it up to me somehow?
What about if we performed a story for you?
Ooh, I think that would do the trick.
Yay!
But before we hear this next story, let's read the original story that the author sent in to us. Megan, would you do the honors?
Sure, Rachel. This story is called Cement Dude. Once upon a time, there was a man named Cement Dude. At first, he started out as a wet cement man, but he really wanted to dry up, so he set off to find a desert to dry up. He packed 4 ovens, 5 irons, and 6 campfires. He was all set. So he traveled for days and days, and finally, he got to the desert. Immediately, he dried up, and he couldn't move. So he learned his lesson. Don't go to the desert. The end. And now, here to introduce the story is the author.
Hi, my name's Elon. I'm in the 2nd grade and I live in California. This is my story, Cement Dude. Hi-ya!
Way out west, there was this
fella I want to tell you about. He had a real name like you and me, a name that his loving parents gave him, but he never had much use for it himself. See, this fella, well, he was made of cement. And he called himself Cement Dude. There once was a man, a great, great man named Cement Dude.
Cement Dude!
He was made of cement, just in case that wasn't clear from his name, dude.
From his name, dude.
And the one thing you can bet is Cement Dude's cement was wet, wet, wet. So he packed four of his five irons, six campfires, got ready to go.
To the dry, 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 dry desert, where the cactus plants are brittle and the tumbleweeds blow. To the dry, 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 dry desert,
that's where I'm gonna go.
That's Cement Dude. Trudge, 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 trudge.
No sweat, he's beginning to hit his stride.
As the air gets drier, he's filled with pride.
I am on my way to glory.
Trudge, 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 trudge.
Every step my resolve gets solidified.
As his heart starts to harden, so does his mind. As he gets to, to the dry, 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 dry desert, where the buzzards like to buzz and the scorpions crawl. To the dry, 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 dry desert,
I'm in for the long haul.
Still Cement Dude. Trudge, 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 trudge. Every step's getting harder and harder to take,
and his arms and his thighs are starting to ache.
Trudge, 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 trudge. Every step starts to sting, starts to crack his soul.
Every step it gets harder to reach my goal, but I'm not gonna give up now.
Trudge, 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 trudge. Trudge, 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 trudge.
Oh.
Trudge, 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 trudge.
What's going on? Help! I can't move.
There once was a man, a great, great man named Cement Dude.
Cement Dude.
He was made of cement, just in case that wasn't clear from his name.
His name is Cement Dude, dude.
And the one thing you can bet, and the one thing Cement Dude didn't get, maybe you would have known where's the one place Cement Dude should never ever go.
To the dry, 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 dry desert, where the sun can make a brick out of soft wet. To the dry, 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 dry desert, and Cement Dude baked on that dry, dry day.
Oh, the dry, 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 dry desert, I learned a very valuable lesson.
If you're made of cement in the desert, you'll be discontent.
Because being hard as rock is really quite distressing.
That's Cement Dude. His name is Cement Dude. Cement Dude. Cement Dude.
And now Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Elon.
Hi.
Elon, I love your story so much. How did you get the idea for Cement Dude?
I like cement because it can harden very fast.
What do you like about that?
That it's very strong.
Elon, where do you live?
Pacifica.
Where is that?
It's in California.
Oh, cool. Have you ever been to the desert?
I've never been to any desert.
Would you like to go sometime?
I don't think so.
No, why not?
Because it's super hot.
Elon, what grade are you in?
Second.
How do you like it?
It's awesome.
And why do you like second grade?
Because we have little buddies.
Oh, really? What does that mean?
Like, we have little buddies from kindergarten.
Oh, so you get to, like, hang out with somebody?
Yeah, yesterday I watched the Polar Express and had cookies with my little buddy.
At school?
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
It was also pajama day.
What? At school?
Yeah.
Are you telling me you got to wear pajamas, watch the Polar Express, drink cocoa, and hang out with your little buddy all at school?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any other hobbies?
I sometimes crochet.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of things do you crochet?
I already made a scarf, and I'm working on a face.
Whoa. Wow, that's so cool. Do you have, like, knitting needles when you crochet?
No, you have one hook.
One hook, and then do you have something else?
We need yarn, too.
Wow, who taught you how to crochet?
I went to crochet class.
Whoa, that's awesome. What's the face going to be like? What's your vision for it?
It's blue, and I already made the mouth.
It's going to be a blue face.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like something like a mask that you can put on, or is it just something to look at?
Something to look at.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our authors, Ada and Ilan. If you'd like to read the original stories that Ada and Ilan sent in to us, parents, find us on Instagram where we'll post their stories in their own words. And don't forget, help us name the Story Pirates ship! Kids, come up with what you think we should name it. And then parents can post on social media with the hashtag #NameTheStoryPiratesShip. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at The Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates podcast is written, directed, and performed by The Story Pirates. Contributors to today's episode include Drew Anderson, Joel Escher, Ilana Fishbein, Eric Gerson, John O'Hustis, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Louis Perlman, Peter Russo, SJ Sun, Chris Simpson, Rachel Winitsky, and Matt Zimbrana. The music and lyrics for Cement Dude were written by Joel Escher and arranged and produced by Brendan O'Grady and associate produced by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. And finally, a special shout out to all of our listeners, but especially the ones that live in the dry, 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 dry desert.